intro.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just you and me.
Hello, everyone. This is Porky Pathways. And it is August 13th, 2017. And 3-hour live program, and we're on our second live hour of our program. The call the number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwagi@sbcglobal.net. We have a caller at the top of the hour, Jeff from Idaho. Thank you for calling, Jeff.
Hey, Dr. Parker. I was calling about you being a Commodore and the USS Constellation being brought down by the fifth column lawyers in the Doomsday Machine from Star Trek. So Clint's book was born on August 8th, 2017. I've signed copies for the Squirrel Guy and others coming. From the 1999 bankruptcy clearance of the Michigan Jural Society, the Jason Bourne ID entity from Robert Ludnam was created in 2002 to interfere with the May 1, 2016 long phone call about common law copyright issues. Lot sent this this week, and I've been foolish with my time the past couple days, but study image 3698, left diagonal to local oscillator, divided by master oscillator, give very interesting paradigm. Most of the other motor frequencies in my research are crap. The counter space from Star Trek, where not many have gone before, are on image. The low negative slope is additive. The charge command steps are indicated as frequency when the, like the Victor Met charge commands. The six rotation sequences are the clock sinks. When the idle phase at the end occurs, the differential head triggers the local oscillator. So the if you get a chance, those issues are kind of coming together, and you know those the. The details are, the carriage return is actually the sequence I sent you last night, this morning, pretty early. And, you know, it's pretty funny how the past couple days have evolved about that. But if you get a chance to look at them, I think they're very close on all those items. The all the measurements that I'm looking for are, like, completely wrong because they have no frame of reference. But if you look at those two numbers that are in the J.J. Thompson turbine frequency, you'll find all of my mentor's work in those realm by the Sarge master oscillator frequency.
Yes.
It's all harmonically locked, and I just have a couple more steps to go, but I'm pretty close.
Okay, that's great.
So I'm going to be working this week on just a couple other items, but if you get a chance, go back and look there. The sequences are from about 3 months ago, and the charge command step basically has it's front end and then it's back end, and they do all the issues. And so you need to so basic measurements are the only thing I think that are necessary now.
Okay. As soon as I can get to my with my mainframe, I'll be right on top of it.
Right. Well, that's essentially what the Craven images would require calculation now.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I got you.
So, and I think you'll get the image rotation for left right when you start to look at it.
Okay. I'll see what I can do to figure that out, because I'm with you 100%.
Okay. All right. Hey, good luck on all that stuff, and I'll be trying to follow up on the stuff on August 8th, like Clint's book and Anna's stuff, okay?
Yeah, that's going to get to read that. The Anna stuff is very interesting from a legal point of view, but there's a lot of pressure going on in Congress right now to annihilate the courts and only have three courts and have a world court.
Right.
They're working on it. It's the leftist view of getting President Trump out of office, develop a social communist court, and have Hillary sign a document saying that she's absolved of all her crimes.
Yeah, no, that's all bullcrap.
This morning.
Right. What you need to do is, Dr. Parker, go to the December 15th, 1865 Military Railroad Act, right, and just basically pull in the military expert that I gave you over the past 4 or 5 months, and crack the lid of Pandora's box, and you can make their whole world tumble.
Yeah, I know it. Listen,
right,
Jeff.
That's the plan.
I'm
keep going.
Thank you, my friend, and you're in my prayer box, you know.
Yeah, well, someone else is, too. It's kind of funny these days. Hey, thanks a lot. Have a good evening.
Okay, Jeff. Thank you. Before the break, I was mentioning the idea that some people went to Cuba, U.S. officials went to Cuba on a diplomatic mission in the past few weeks, and there were some American diplomats in Havana, and they had a severe hearing loss, and it was discovered this was from a covert sonic device, and of course this has been going on in Cuba since about 2016, and of course the idea of a low frequency radio frequency modulator weapon was invented some time ago. It was really based upon some of the experimentation concepts that came from the cosmos. It works in about the 20 to 35 kilohertz spectrum. That frequency will emit about 1 or 2 meter antenna dish to form an acoustic bullet. And this acoustic bullet, of course, is especially convenient because, you know, your power level is easily adjustable, so you can move it to a higher setting to cause, you know, a person's bones to explode. You can aim it at the head. You can resonate the skull bones where you can have people hearing voices. And the Russians, in their military system and their research, at the time we were working with after the Berlin Wall, that that particular weapon went to the FBI in the branch of Davidian standoff in Texas, if you remember that, and to make them think it was God that's talking to them. And you understand this was Janet Reno was the Attorney General at that time, and to determine the use of this particular weapon was being tested in such a way where they burned and shot those people in Texas. But this particular radio frequency weapon goes all the way back to 1978. The public doesn't realize that. And that was actually developed under Operation PIQ, P-I-Q-U-E. It was developed by the CIA, and the plan was to bounce the high-powered radio signals off the ionosphere, and then you could affect the mental, the mental functions of anybody in the world. You could pinpoint it. And, of course, city councils across America are voting. I'll talk about that, about the use of the antennas on your street, being informed, and placed as we speak. The idea is to increase the wireless internet, and which is a subject we're going to try to cover in this hour. But the the idea, so that we really are all on the same page, is that the human being has always been considered the power source, and the control of the mind and the body using these various forms of electromagnetic energy, which would be a form of radio signals as well, the light pulses and sound that resulted research that has been done in medicine for neuropsychiatric and somatic disorders. But if you combine the work that was uncovered at Los Alamos, which I was involved in, because there are weapons that operate on the power of the mind, and it always was, the human operator is a power source. I'm going to give you a reference that I shouldn't give you, but it's called the soft kill fallacy. It's by Stephen Aftergood. You take a look at that to give yourself a little more orientation on the second and third years of Parker Pathways, when you're going to discover that water was the weapon, and is. The determination of the process of the development of acoustic ramifications of the sound waves within your body were completely described in the Mayan writings, which I talked about, but are called the Mayan writings, which, when deciphered, this is why Uncle Sam had me as part of that team. And to decipher, they had my little part to it. We're called the five gods. The five gods that represent the five ages of the world, which were called suns. And that's in the Aztec sunstone. Keep in mind carefully that the Toltecs were the ones who really had the calendar and the formation of the development of the super suns and the new worlds, carved in stone with mathematics. Then the Aztecs inherited that, because when the Aztecs had come in to inherit actually a later form of the Mayas, the formation of what's called the reed glyph. They always refer to the year 13 reed. And actually, this would have been around the 14th century, where the formation of the mathematics from the cosmic stars to development of the brain and its use by what was called the Miu, which were the waves that were controlled from beings from outer space. And therefore, with the development of the Tala, which are actually the formation of later research, 200 or 300 years later, to the formation of political control of people. Which brings me back to the end of the first hour of Parker Pathways, where I was talking about the infrastructure. Now, you may think that there is not anything to it, there isn't any connection. But if you have President Donald Trump having $1 trillion infrastructure investment, that's pale compared on the infrastructure for the water of which he's talking about, because water is a weapon. Hillary Clinton knew this all along in 2012. I've always given Hillary Clinton credit for being the person for the future war, the war of water. But what Hillary Clinton was talking about was not only the acquisition of water, the determination of boundary, but water as the weapon. You see, she knows. And when people ask me all the time, President Trump, if you look at it, you don't have to be a bright bulb in the room to understand that why would the President of the United States, who no different than, you know, Thomas Jefferson wasn't a political party, when the Senator Mitch McConnell said, well, you know, Trump isn't used to this work. Things don't happen quickly. His expectations are too high. Hey, Jocko, where in the hell do you think Thomas Jefferson and Madison and those people that they glorified in Charlotte, Virginia, as a sacred place where the great founders developed the process of the Declaration of Independence? Of course, they were giants of men. And the women who contributed to that too. But you see how distorted this has become? Oh, they're not used to this work. Well, hardly they weren't used to that work either. You know what they did? They went to other countries and saw the oppression. The people who came to this country, who are the great 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 grandfathers of all of us, saw the oppression and saw the way there wasn't religion as the base. There wasn't the process of being able to have even barter. I remember the lineage when I did the ancestors. It goes all the way back. And you go into the European ancestry system and find out that people had debtors' prisons and they worked the system through. There was no research. Everything belonged to the king. That was the basis of the law. We have lived law today. We're in the common law, and we have equity law in order to take the place of the process of being fair. And in Europe, they had the Star Chamber, where everything was set into place. Your life was set into place in the Star Chamber in law. Yet the people have the nerve to say, well, Donald Trump, you know, he is not used to this work. And the thing, he's an American citizen. He ran for president. You don't have to like the whole thing and the concept of what he's doing. But I say to these people when they try to mooch from the information to see where it's going, you know, and I say, well, what, you know, what's your choice? What do you think would happen if Hillary Clinton were president? That's the way I put it. I'm just saying, because that's all going to come down. That's going to come down in the next few weeks. And you may not like what you're going to find out. Put everything in private investors' hands. Have toll gates, charges on all the users for everything you eat and drink. That's where it's going. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Because of the time frame that we're running into, a firewall of time, I want to make sure that a lot of information gets to you. You know, so I'm going to go through a couple things of events that are going on around the world. Many of you have heard of, many of you may not have. You have the border of India and China, you have a dispute which is on the Arakanal Pudin. The Arakanal Pudin is the area of where, if you remember a few years ago, the idea that the leaders would meet, I was to be part of that, that's where the location is of where concept of the Buddha placed his hand on a stone, and that's where water evolved on the earth, according to the mythology. And the Dalai Lama, who resides in India, is trying to make peace with China in terms of China taking over part of India within the formation of the water of the Buddha stone. And I'm very much involved in this, and in terms of, it's a long story how that happened, but I'll end up writing in one of in my in volume 3 of my four-volume book that I'm putting together. But the whole facets of this is this is the world battle, and it's called the world battle over the water. You see, China wants to have the nuclear facilities for creation of the super bombs within the base of the mountains of India. And so this is why this discussion of what China is going to do about North Korea, I don't know what they're going to do about North Korea. North Korea is a very serious threat, but at the same time, Putin, I think, has an understanding. And I think President Trump has had the guts and the balls to say to him something that the President of the United States has never said. I hope Trump makes the right decision coming in the other way. Because what China has in mind is a totally different ball game on this planet. China sees at stake the concept of the mining in the oceans at stake, the development of the new Chinese Navy is at stake, the concept of taking over part of Japan is at stake, the concept of controlling the amount of money exchange and determination of the new value of the money is at stake, because they want control of that. And right now, they are just a hair's breadth of controlling all currency on the planet. That's how close they are. They don't tell you that in the news. And their key point is the water. Now, you have before the break, it was a term of the fact of the control of the algorithm system and determination of the antennas that are going to be placed on poles all over America, the control of the electromagnetic waves to the people. The generator is going to be at the base of the pole under the guise of creating more of a high density internet. But the process of this has to do with, let's say, Amazon taking over the food technology and have the delivery system of food where refrigeration is not required. The concept of the determination of those metrics would be part of your metrics in the death panel. That was part of their deal with the elites in the government and the leftist communist segment in the Congress. And you might think I'm being harsh by saying the social communist segment in Congress, but I never have been nothing. I am not being isolationism with them. You see, what's at stake is the determination of what they're starting in Oregon State to study weightism, the determination of the metabolism of the body. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Parker Pathways. Call the number is 800-313-9443. And understand the connection between India and China. Because the control of the Buddha Stone and the determination of the nuclear power plants for development. This is beyond nuclear that we're talking about, because you need that kind of water. Keep in mind, Pakistan has a nuclear missile program. And with that being said, the control on the with Amazon's development of the food technology delivery system is tied in to what is called the Internet of Things, and which are part of the radio frequency system to the brain research that is connected to the poles that the United Nations wants city councils to put into their cities. That being said, the Mexicum, which is a company that is involved as a Mexican company to buy 80% of the Israeli group of Israel's company called Nexafim. It's the world's largest drip irrigation company, and they bought that to control the water irrigation system in Mexico to expand for the food production. When we made the deal a few weeks ago to reverse the Colorado River to Mexico and to develop a water conservation program for Arizona and other parts of the lower part of California as part of our deal for letting in freely illegals into this country to be able to vote. Now, we traded off our country and constitutional development of being a citizen to vote for placing a Mexico concord with the Israeli company, which has invented and has 17 manufacturing plants around the world. They have over 4,300 employees. They sell in 110 countries, and they control the market on desalination of the sea for drinking water. And it costs for each desalination plant that, as it said, it still has the mercury tubes, and still, because you have to place the mercury out of the tubes somewhere, so we're, you know, right now, with all that sophistication, a plant is running at $120 million. It's actually more than that. But it's that's what the real world, looking at it from the architectural plans that I've seen and the way this works. So what you have with the population in the world for food and the scarcity of the water has led to the micro-irrigation technology that's been pioneered by the Israeli firm Netafim. And that uses the water and uses nutrients in a different way, in such way that if you were to be a stockholder by Permia, which is a private equity firm that owns 61% of Netafim, based upon our little discussion that we're chit-chatting in the past hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes of a three-hour program, and if you were to take, let's say, a small amount of money and figure it out for yourself, how to invest in the population growth of the products in 110 countries, you would have a price earning ratio of 16, a base of a rate of return on investment of 65. You would be able to capture a market in 5 years of all food production. We're including Russia here, because Ukraine wants that deal too. The real war that is a concept, the reason that Russia wants the Ukraine is because they have the mineral that goes with the lithium that's going to go with the batteries that are going to the electric cars, which have to be refortified by special formation of water. So what you have here is the Mexican company chief executive Antonio Sarada Rural is describing the company purchase of the Israeli group as a transformational acquisition. Now, a transformational acquisition under United Nations terms means that the process of the shareholder system is at an 8% to be paid to the United Nations. Now, people talk about that the United Nations building should be torn down and the United Nations should be going somewhere else. And they're all a bunch of dictators, and I think, well, that's true. They're worse than dictators. They're controlling your very essence. Guess where your metrics are in terms of the ICDA Medical 10 codes in your medical record based upon the amount of virtual water that you use in your lifetime determining if you're going to receive medical care. It's based upon the food technology algorithms, which Amazon, they don't tell you that part, see. The whole process is determined. Guess, boys and girls, what kind of figure we're talking about Amazon's dealing with. $2 trillion to control food supply on the earth. They may not make that, but they're doing it. The economies of scales and all those logistic costs and everything is going into the Internet of technology, an Internet of Things. And it will be controlled by Mexico. Now, if you are, and by the way, the Israeli companies are keeping their Israeli research facilities in Israel, which is a very smart move. So if you have, let's say, you have a wireless company that has just bought Yahoo, its combination with America Online under the new what's called Oath Media business subsidiary, which is a new company, that's generating $7 billion a year in income. The company is that bought all of this is going to get about $1 billion in operating expenses from Oath, which is whom they bought on Yahoo and AOL. Of course, Yahoo had a lot of subsidiary companies which weren't producing. And any kind of revenue or anyone knew how to break the code as to how Yahoo was hacked a couple of years ago, I believe, and all thousands of people, nobody said anything. And so you have the major company that has the Internet of Things and what's called a 5G network business. Now, the 5G is a next-generation wireless network, and that network will be connected to the food and water based upon the metrics. Now, let's just stop for a minute so that you understand what kind of a sandbox you're in. The sandbox that you're in is that the water's metered, the food will be metered, and the faucet and the meters are still there, and they'll all be connected to the wireless system, which is going on the telephone pole, which can affect your brain, which is called the electromagnetic fields and the frequency, and you think we're making that up. I told you about the various organs that have been affected by this, how the change of the code would be in terms of the what's called the ionosphere cosmic code. You think you might think that that's outside of the realm of possibility, but if you have somebody I've just talked to you about, the fact that if you take God out of the equation in terms of the facts of determination and say that the artificial generation of the artificial intelligence is the embryological language by which you are coded. Now, and that's the real world. We're passing by now. Star Trek development. We're past that now. I am placing the Parker Pathways today to place it in 9.5 years ago when I first went on the air, never did a show in my life, and had the thing, and the second coming out, I interviewed Professor Emoto from Japan, who said that the mind process of being able to change a water molecule to a beautiful shape by the words love and gratitude, and did it half in Japanese because he didn't speak English well. But what was the rest of that interview about? It was about what we're doing now today on Parker Pathways, which was not planned. This is a year ahead of time because you need to know this now, because what's happening is once you take away the belief system of the person to be able to receive the magnetic waves of the Internet of Everything on the next generation concept of the wireless, no one's kidding you. This is not made up. You know, this is not an academic exercise. The whole thing comes down to the network, including where AT&T wants to bid for the 5G technology for what you and I are discussing right now. Control of mind, food, and water for $73 trillion. Now, there's a patent-holding company, which is called Straight Path Communications. They get a billing system of $3.1 billion on the month. So you have a 5G testing and an 8 urban markers that's underway right now where people's brains are being tested. People delivery at their doorstep, TV ads. You've got the whole thing going, and you're sucked right into it. The kind of that they have that they call the customers guinea pigs to learn how to roll out, as they put it, you know, the 5G general commercial use. Well, they're in business, they're in marketing, and if it, you know, that's the name of the game. You know what? I've always said to you, the whole thing, when the infrastructure council and I literally threw the mathematics of the metrics, put together the water gauge or the water metrics and the investments of the infrastructure. I can remember talk show hosts, even on this station, poo-hooing that in terms of the process of it. Now you're living it. You cannot buy a roll of toilet paper in this country without having the determination of the water metrics into the investment system, because paper is used in the form of the toilet paper. That's why they want to get rid of toilet paper. You know how you can make it? There's one company that's making a fortune selling toilet paper to Venezuela. Everybody talks about Venezuela in terms of thinking, they don't have toilet paper. They don't have the concept of food. They're eating their own pets. And the president of the United States, Trump, is saying, well, we're going to do some military intervention in Venezuela. Guess who consulted? I'm not going to say that part of that sentence. But you know what the real system there is, the water system, in terms of developing and who's going to own that. When President Obama sold us out on a socialist system, coming in a day with Chavez to be able to drill off on Venezuela with their drills and their platforms, but not American platforms, not in the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, no. He used the word. When Chavez gave that book on how to be a socialist and did it in front of TV on the global stage, he was telling you where we are right now. You are a metric, medically, in every way, in the real world, and you are a metric in the process of development of who lives and dies and who will determine to live longer through stem cells, which I'm sneaking in as the major theme. Who thinks you're going to have that? You're going to have what stocks are you going to invest in to determine the fact if you're going to live and die? This is where it's going. It's not going to be the fun game of saying, wow, the corporations, they're masterful at taking over your life into the terms of the process of this, and a nasty corporation. A poor person at the other end of the line, is they forget, they get their paychecks from there, you know? It's the process of that. So you get back to the movie business, and there's a movie called Wind River. And it's going to open in a few days, and the whole thing, Taylor Sheridan, of course, is involved, a very astute person. He had a film in 2016 called Hell or High Water, and he was on the Indian Reservation, and he received an Oscar nomination for the best original screenplay. And it was based upon witnessing and hearing a lot of stories from people who suffered from the subprime mortgage crisis and on the Indian reservation and the formation of the boundaries of the suburb. In his own words, quote, I knew guys who were draining the stock tanks on their ranch and selling the water to frackers. It was painful, and those stories stay with you, unquote. Now, he said that at Park City, Utah, when they were doing the awards. You think about that. Here you have the contamination of water on an Indian reservation coming the other way, the federal government taking over the reservations so that they can frack, taking all that poisonous water in the terms of thing and trying to have us drink it in the formation of recycled water. And the whole process of legislations all across this country of the United States of America, having people say, well, we have test bottles for you to drink, and you can become a process of the determination it's not the chemistry. Don't worry about the chemistry of what's in it. It's what we've done to it and where it came from.
and you've changed the hydrogen bond by 10 degrees. You know what you do with a process like that? I've talked about this on Parker Pathways many times. The insulin cells of the pancreas cannot change into the insulin 2 system without you developing a cancerous amino acid. As my bumper music says, wake up, everybody. The Sheraton folks and myself will probably get together in a wee down the line. Get a new identity. The fact is, the Wyoming's Wind River Indian Reservation is a film you need to see. It's got some part of Parker Pathways in it. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Dr. Wynn Parker, and from the continuation before the break, I want to give you another example of how the fracking or the process of
discovery in shale, and how, you know, when it gets started and then how it moves along and connects with the water. See, you cannot have agriculture, of course, without water. The EPA has decided that it'll give compensants to the Indian reservations in the upper Colorado as well for the contamination from the gold mine sludge that went through into the Ramapo River and plus they into the Colorado, and give the $61 million and let it go. What people don't understand is that you still have contamination that can go for 500 and some years into the soil system. And the soil has developed its own system by which the bacteria have already started their mutation process several hundred years ago to determine the contamination of the radioactivity that was already started. It's not a question of leak, it's a question of assimilating into a new structure as a result of climate. It was not climate change, it was climate alteration, which occurred for the process of these government areas. BP, as an oil company, is very proud of the fact that they are going to work the Mancos Shale in New Mexico. Now, the Mancos Shale is located in the process, you know, of the BP project site. Will be close to Ignacio, which is in Colorado. And if you've ever been to Ignacio, that was one of the places that I gave away a multi-million-dollar patent for the growth of a form of wheat without GMO, because it doesn't budge anything. Most food on the earth is modified, and that's the truth of it, you see. So the thing comes down to the fact for $1 so that they could grow food there in Ignacio, on the upper Ignacio in the valley, which is highly protected because they didn't have any food. They hadn't had any food in the terms of the process of that for approximately maybe 300 years that anyone knew about. So BP has a projected oil site, which is south of Ignacio, kind of thing it would be part of the New Mexico, just over the New Mexico side border. The Mancos Shale is quite large. And, of course, that would be west of Santa Fe, New Mexico. That will contaminate about a 60% of all water within the five states. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, on Parker Pathways, on the third live hour on RBN. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.